Moncrief on News Talk.
Here we go. You're a wheelchair user and you're pushing a child, or you're pushing a child in a buggy, or you just don't fancy having to squeeze past stationary vehicles. It's a curse, some say. Some drivers argue that they have no option. This week, figures were released identifying the curb parking black spots around Dublin and where most fines have been issued. News Talk's I Didn't Key Your Land Rover correspondent Henry McKean has been out gauging the level of outrage. Henry.
Yeah, Sean, so Finglas and Ballymun, they recorded the most amount of fines at about 243 fixed penalty notices. And these figures were basically released in response to a parliamentary question from the Social Democrats TD Aidan Farrelly. And basically, he got these figures looking at the six Garda divisions in Dublin from January to June this year. Here is Aidan.
I raised this issue because I wanted to see how widespread the problem was of illegal parking, certainly when it comes to pathways. A couple of constituents of mine had reached out to me. They were vulnerable road users with visual impairments, and they couldn't understand why people chose to park their cars, maybe just for a minute or two, or maybe at times for longer, in order to nip into the local shop, fly to the post office, whatever that is, and chose, when the car parking spaces weren't available, to just essentially abandon their car and not really think about the consequences of that for vulnerable road users, whether they're wheelchair users, whether they're young families with children in buggies. But we appeal to people, if you're going to choose to make such a reckless decision, think about the consequences for others. This also comes down to enforcement, though. What are we doing to ensure, where issues of reckless and illegal parking are happening, that we are clamping down on that, that we are trying to eradicate this problem before it becomes even more widespread than it already is?
Okay, but I suppose some people might say, I don't really have an option. There's nowhere to park. You can't. You'll block up the road if you don't park on the pavement. No,
you're right. So many people, they're perhaps dropping a kid to some sort of summer camp, or if it's school during the school term, or if it's a van driver. And this is the thing, an activist group, iBike, recently painted fake parking spaces in Fisborough on the pavement just to see what would happen. And people parked on the pavement. And they were trying to prove that people will literally park anywhere. And they think they can basically get away with it. And they are getting away with it.
Well, if you leave your hazards on, it's well known that absolves you from any of the parking regulations.
Or your engine on. I've seen
if
that
your
a
engine
lot.
On, that's, you can't get a ticket that way. Yeah, everyone knows that's true.
And yeah, and it's really hard for the vulnerable road users and pavement users out there. I got to go to the city centre. I was on Parnell Street and I met a bike activist. And also, we stumbled across a van driver who had parked right in front of us, just by pure coincidence, on the pavement.
How you doing? Good morning. I'm Peter Collins. I'm with iBike Dublin, an activist group that was set up in 2017. And our main focus was pavement parking and bicycle lane parking.
We're here on Parnell Street, just in the heart of the city. There is a man, he's just coming out of a bakery. He's parked on the pavement. Let's just see if he moves off. No, he's not moving off. Why do people do that? I mean, he wanted to get his coffee.
It's for convenience. Maybe he's delivering, maybe he's working there, whatever else, God only knows. But if you look across the street, you'll see three empty loading bays. You look further down the street, there's another tree. And even beyond that, on the horizon, you can see other vans and cars parked on the pavement.
Do people forget that perhaps they just shouldn't do it?
Well, it's perfectly illegal, as we both know. But when there's no enforcement, and there's no penalty for it, you know, why should I bother?
So let's go and have a chat with the lad on the pavement. So he's just up here, and we'll just ask him why he did it. Let's just see. Hi there, sir. Sorry to bother you. I'm Henry McKean from News Talk Radio. Sorry to put you on the spot. We're doing something on parking on the pavement.
Okay.
Can I ask you why you felt you had to park on the pavement?
Well, see, I'm a delivery driver, and sometimes, especially in this place, it's very hard to access and get decent parking. So if I was to park over on the far side of the road, carrying all the stuff is quite heavy. It's quite strenuous. There's a certain law for the amount you can lift and for how long you can lift it, so that would even put even more stress on also my body and the time. So it's kind of, it makes it better here. Well, I was actually told I could park here because I stopped in the disabled spot and I got fined, and the guard said to me, he's like, look, just pull up there, it's not a big van, it's not a terrible place to park, as long as I leave room. And I'm not too much in the way. He said it was okay, so that's why I park here. But if I was to do smaller deliveries, I'd park around the corner. But because they're so big, they're 25 kg bags of flour, about 8 or 9 of them, so it is quite strenuous on the likes of myself. I know I'm young and everything, but I want to stay young, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, you seem quite reasonable about it, even though somebody's texting to say delivery drivers are the worst.
It is a difficult one because, for example, if that man was delivering on Grafton Street, he's allowed to up until 11 o'clock in the morning. But this was a different street. It was Parnell Street. And I know the guards were mentioned there. And that's his word that the guards said it was OK to do it. And sometimes it is discretionary. But it's a difficult one. And you're right. They're brazen. And that particular van driver, who was very good to do the interview, because I literally just went up to him without asking him. And he did it. So, and he defended himself. And, you know, we continue that conversation. This is what happened when iBike try and have a chat with that van driver.
There's nowhere to park.
Would you put a truck in the back of your van to load up onto?
No,
like in across the road when we were stopped here, there was two empty loading bays, about 30 metres away.
Yeah.
I mean, a young man like you or an old man
could
easily do that on hand truck or trolley. You know, it's legal to park on a footpath on the pavement.
Yeah.
You know, you can be fined for that and everything else. But, I mean, if the Gardaí are turning a blind eye, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
And if you didn't park here, there'd be somebody else here.
Yeah, you're dead right.
But would you change your behaviour, you know, in consideration?
I mean, I would, yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially these two spots just behind me, I understand disabled parking does get priority. The size of them is quite big compared to your standard disabled spots.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Well, they need an extra space for loading wheelchairs and opening their doors and everything else.
Completely agree with, 100% understand. On the other kind of spectrum of it, for the likes of people who do my kind of work, it is quite difficult, especially like I do this 4 or 5, maybe 6 days a week, depending. So it does become strenuous after a while.
Yeah.
Now I'll be on till Sunday doing the exact same thing every day.
Yeah.
So to do that every day and then do deliveries as well in the mornings, it does get quite strenuous. So if there was a way of coming to like a middle ground, I don't know, maybe like do you know the way the disabled cars have to have the stickers?
Maybe
a delivery sticker or something, so it's only temporarily.
There's so few disabled parking spaces that they are the holy grail, and they're protected for that reason. There's not enough loading bays around. You know, we've seen 6 empty loading bays.
Yeah.
You know, while you were here, that you could have used.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of. I think the enforcement gives a pathetic excuse. Ah, sure, it'll be all right. I'll be only 5 minutes or money. You know, but it's antisocial.
It is. Yeah.
It's a pride all these people walking by your space. I mean, we give out about the councils for not upkeeping the footpaths. There's cracked pavements. We're tripping and fall. They pay out millions every year in slip, trips and falls through insurance. And a lot of the damage is caused by vehicles like yours and heavier vehicles parking the pavement. You know, it's antisocial, you know, I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Fully agree.
Yeah, there you go. It was nice to hear kind of a reasonable conversation about it. Though, this is the official position. It's an offence. This is from the guards. It's an offence to park on a footpath. In April 2024, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris issued a directive to all members to conduct 30 minutes of high visibility roads policing operations during each tour of duty. This directive remains in place. Another texter says, a family member is completely blind and doesn't have the option to step out onto the road around a car in a safe manner. They've been verbally abused by drivers when they try to make their way around the cars using their white stick. Somebody else says, we live in a busy street in North Dublin. You'd be amazed by the amount of times a person has blocked our driveway by parking on the footpath with not a care in the world. When you confront them, they always say the same thing. I was only there for a minute. It's just not good enough. Drivers actually don't care. Someone else says, I went to Portmarnock a few weekends ago. I felt very sorry for other people who lived in the estates nearby because people had abandoned their cars everywhere because there was nowhere else to park near the beach. We are a nation of inconsiderate morons. Paths, disability spaces, loading bays and parent and child zones are all fair game. Somebody else wonders if you're allowed to cycle on the pavement. As far as I know, you're not. Pavement parking also damages it. I assume you mean the pavement. We see the blind pavement markings for those with canes being cracked and damaged can cause trip hazards too. Pavements are not built for that weight. yeah, even if only for a moment, are willing to squeeze past, it really has to be enforced more. There you go. So, like, I suppose for able-bodied people, sure, if you're sighted, yep, you know, you can negotiate it. But if you're blind, if you have a disability of any sort, it's far more hazardous.
It's really difficult. And, you know, dog poo is a different issue again. But, like, the pavements, you know, there's so much on them and there's, you know, so many obstacles there. And one of our colleagues here, Steve Daunt, he actually said, you know, it's awful. I only realised how bad it was when I had to use the wheelchair more. People just don't think. For me, it's those drains that are built into footpaths. They're the bigger issue. And he goes on and talks about how on Swords Main Street, he says it's a death trap around there. And I fell out of the wheelchair on one of those drains. So there are many issues, not just cars and vans getting in the way for people. And I got to meet a tradesman. And again, the tradesman didn't swear at me. He was quite nice. And a man with a cane also invited me back to the Fight Blindness Centre nearby on Hill Street. And I started by asking the tradesman why he had parked his van on the pavement.
There's no parking around. There's not enough loading bays. In general, for walkmen and access, there's nothing there. So 9 times out of 10, we say, you know, I tell a lie, 7 times out of 10, I'm having to park up on a path. Otherwise, I can't carry ladders, I can't carry tools, I can't go a half a mile down the road. It's not feasible. Too old and I'm not able. But even a young man would have problems carrying ladders, toolboxes a mile down the road or up the road or down the hill or wherever, you know. So it's all about the scarcity of loading bays, in my opinion.
Why don't you come up to... I'm going to a place here called Fighting Blindness.
Okay.
I'm Philip Doyle. My pet hate at the moment is these new traffic-free areas where the path is taken away and there is no way for a blind person using a stick like me to know whether they're on the non-existent path or out on the further out. And then you're in danger of coming into collision with the bicycle or any thing like that. You know, I think it shows no consideration at all for visually impaired people.
I literally bumped into you in the street there, yeah, interviewing a man who'd parked his van on the pavement, and he also had barriers up because he was changing something on a building. He was a tradesman. So you've got obstacles everywhere. You've got vans.
Everywhere. In fact, if you went around just the top of the street here, when you go up to the top and turn left, you'll see loads of sandwich boards and things like that. It's a bit of a nightmare for about 100 yards along there. It's a perfect example of what is really terribly annoying for people like us, you know. And it's really up to the county council. And as far as I can see, the county council are not doing anything about it. I mean, you see outside pubs and restaurants and things where, you know, people are sitting out and that kind of thing. And very nice on a fine day for those people, but very difficult for blind people trying to get past.
A few more comments. If private cars were to stay out of loading bays, there would be more room for commercial vehicles to actually carry out their deliveries. Someone else says, shouldn't parking wardens enforce parking legislation more? Why does it fall on the guards when people need crime investigated and they are short on numbers? We're probably short on numbers on parking wardens as well. Someone else says, coincidentally, that 30-minute traffic enforcement came into my mind yesterday. I have not seen any increase in checks. Theory, not practice. And you'd wonder, you know, just issuing a statement like that and saying, we've advised all the guards to do this high visibility thing for 30 minutes a day. No, no one damn well that their days are stretched to capacity already.
Yeah, on that, I do see guards around the city on big crossroads standing there. And they're doing that. They're keeping an eye on things, trying to keep things going. So I am seeing more and more guards. That's my personal view.
OK, yeah. And a couple of comments actually from people who work in deliveries. I'd ask anyone to work 5 days in urban areas as a delivery driver and then have that conversation. The city still needs collections and deliveries with ever-decreasing capacity. As a delivery driver, you have to find somewhere to park, as the loading bays are usually full of cars that shouldn't be in them. Yeah, it's kind of like it's a both sides kind of problem rather than it seems a lot of people are saying it. Well, it's just enforcement. It seems to be multifactorial.
On Parnell Street, there was three, spaces for delivery vans to park, and two of them were available. And that guy chose not to park there. So the loading bays are sometimes empty, but then they've got to get everything onto the trolley and then cross the road. It's easier to park outside the shop you're delivering to instead of using the trolley.
Well, also as well, that a lot of delivery drivers are being timed. You have to do it as quickly
as
possible.
They have minutes to do stuff. And then they're stuck in traffic. And yeah, exactly. It's hard for them too. There's got to be some sort of solution. And we do. We get to speak to a wheelchair user at the Fighting Blindness Centre over a cup of tea.
My name is Sandra Byrne and I'm a wheelchair user. My pet hate is people parking on pavements. Or on
the paths. Half on, half off.
Half on, half off. Can't get down the path or can't get down the little slope. Outside my house, there's a little slope. It's like a car slope for... they park right in front of it. Either right in front of it and up on the path or... They park off the path, but right in front of the slope.
So it and blocks then, you. I mean, and you're in this machine here. It's called an Ottobock. It's an electric wheelchair. Yeah. It's quite sturdy and big, but you need slopes. You can't just get down like a mountain bike off a pavement.
No, I can't, no. And then the other thing is... If people park too high on the path, I can't get down the path. And if the slope is not free either, then I'm in trouble.
And what's your message for people who do it, who park on the pavement, who park on the path, who block deliberate slopes for wheelchair users?
Well, I would be saying to them, be always conscious of people, either with buggies or... with people in wheelchairs, like just don't park on the path, please.
Right, a couple more comments. The policy, one person blames local authorities. The policy of all local authorities in Ireland is to remove parking spaces. This discourages people from using cars to drive into town centres. Unfortunately, nobody informed them there's insufficient population density in Ireland for adequate public transport in most towns. Someone else says, I completely agree with that man. This is one of the people in Henry's report there about the paving with no height differences. So you don't know if you're on the road or not. I really don't get it. I'm not visually impaired and I find it dangerous. I don't get the thinking behind it. So is this just now you've been going around Dublin, Henry. Mm. Is this just a problem in the city centre or out in the leafy suburbs? Is it just as bad?
It's the suburbs too, and it's not just the suburbs of Dublin. It's any big urban area in Ireland. But I actually did get to meet a lady in the leafy suburb of Castleknock.
When people are in a hurry going into the school or the church, they abandon their cars.
And they leave them everywhere. And I have to admit, I did it at last year's Dublin Marathon. I went into an estate, I think I parked on the pavement just to, you know, cheer on a few runners.
Yes, I can understand. I think, though, for people with buggies, it's very difficult. People with mobility issues, it's huge for them if they have to get off the pavement because the car is on it.
Are people thinking? Are they thinking or
no,
are they being selfish or are they just in their own world?
No, I think they're in their own world. I don't think they realise the consequences for people who need to be on the pavement. As I say, with mobility issues, with a buggy or people who have sight difficulties.
I saw a summer camp, lots of kids in high-vis and they had to squeeze past a van that was putting a roof on a building further up on the pavement, blocking the footpath. Someone like him... He's trying to build a roof. Should we give him, you know, a get-out-of-jail-free card or should he just not do it?
I think so, yes. I was on a road recently where there was work going on, but there were men directing pedestrians as well as motorists where to go, and they were stopping the cars, you know, so that people, pedestrians, could walk safely by the work that was being done.
Someone says, I sometimes have to park on the footpath as I do a special needs school run. There's a 24-hour bus lane and I'd have to wait for the girls to come out. I am lucky that that path is a very wide footpath. So there's a person saying they've no option. Someone else says, recently my friend's husband's car was photographed on a very broad footpath. Plenty of room between the car and the wall for buggies or bikes or other vulnerable people. And a cycle lane also available. A conscientious man, he had just moved it out of the way in to drive out of the way so an undertaker's vehicle could attend to a loved one who just passed away. Think before you post. Oh, I see. And another texter says, I'm a delivery driver and I find every single day a Mickey Mouse car parked in loading bays, usually in the middle of it, preventing trucks and vans from loading and unloading, forcing delivery drivers to double park and congest traffic on park or park on footpaths. It's infuriating. Seems to be infuriating for pretty much everybody. There's something you wanted to mention, Henry, before you go.
So on the morning of July 30th, that's Wednesday week, Dublin City Council have a new active travel campaign calling on Dubliners to be sound this summer. They will have people that we're calling soundness detectors out and about on the streets, rewarding pedestrians and cyclists for being sound by looking out for others and prioritising safety. Basically, they'll get a badge thanking them for being sound. And this is all part of a wider active travel rollout to try and make Dublin safer. You know, how would you feel if I gave you a badge saying that you were sound?
I feel like I was in school again. really? And is it just for the summer? Can we go back to being cranky and inconsiderate once the autumn comes?
It's just for July 30th, yeah. And then we can be inconsiderate the next day.
Right, that's great. The council have made the road so narrow because they widened the path so much that cars and trucks can barely pass, says another texter. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.